pasuk says at the end of this week's parsha, "Ki amitzvah azos asher anochi mitzavcha hayom lo nefleisim emcha v'lo rechokahi." This mitzvah that I'm commanding you today, difficult for you. Lo bashamayim hi v'lo me'ever layom hi. It's not in the heavens. It's not across the ocean. Ki karov elecha adavim ma'od b'ficha u'bilvavcha lasosa. It's close to you. It's in your mouth. It's in your heart to do. The Ramban explains that the mitzvah that the Torah is referring to here is tshuva, the mitzvah that it was talking about in the last few psukim. And about this mitzvah, the Torah says that it's not difficult. It's within reach. It's karov elecha hadavar ma'od. It's easy to grasp. It's easy to achieve. At first glance, these psukim seem difficult. Is tshuva really that easy? Is it so simple? Why then do we often find ourselves before Rosh Hashanah thinking that we're really not so different than we were last year? Why can't we seem to do a tshuva shleima, a meaningful and lasting tshuva? Reb Chaim Shmulevitz explains that the problem is that habit, hergel, is a very powerful force. It's not easy for a person who's used to a certain lifestyle to change and to choose a different path. And even those who intellectually appreciate the value of tshuva, even they can find it difficult to internalize that awareness and to act on it. So why does the Torah say that tshuva is so easy? I think the answer is that we have to stop thinking big. We have a tendency to feel that if we don't have kavanah for the entire Shemona Esrei, we failed. If we don't learn for a three-hour morning seder without batala, it's worthless. If we don't give a large amount of money to tzedakah, what's the value? That's why it's so hard for us to do tshuva. Because we think big, too big. The key to tshuva lies in realizing the value of small changes, small things. Making small kabbalas which are attainable and allowing those small but meaningful efforts to change who we really are. If habit is the force that hinders the process of tshuva, then the way to do a complete tshuva is by developing new habits. Habits of Kedusha. Habits of mitzvos and masim tovim. Habits that'll last. Whether it's concentrating on just one bracha of the Shemona Esrei, we're trying to learn for half an hour without batala. We're doing one extra act of chesed each day. You'd be surprised the effect that small changes, seemingly minor changes, can have on a person. A story is told about the Baal HaTanya that once a large sum of money was needed to redeem a chassan who was being held for ransom. And along with two other rebbes, the Baal HaTanya took it upon himself to raise this sum of money. So they went to the only man in town who was wealthy enough to provide the money to be able to ransom this individual. The problem was this wealthy man, was known as a terrible miser. And true to his reputation, when the rebbes knocked on the door, he opened up and they explained to him the situation. So the man, the miser, gave them one kopeck, one small coin. The Baal HaTanya, much to the surprise of his companions, thanked the man profusely for his contribution, but the man closed the door on his face. The Baal HaTanya waited for a moment, and he knocked again. When the miser opened up the door just a crack, the Baal HaTanya asked if maybe he could spare just one more coin for the cause. The fellow hesitated. He disappeared for a moment. He came back and he handed the Baal HaTanya two kopecks, which again were accepted with great thanks. This same thing happened a few more times. Each time the individual gave a larger sum of money to HaTanya, until eventually the amount of money that the man had donated was quite significant. It was large enough to redeem the chassan. When the other rebbes asked the Baal HaTanya to explain what had happened, the Baal HaTanya responded that he realized that this man, this miser, simply wasn't capable of giving such a large sum of money in the very beginning. he had to be asked to contribute only a tiny amount to break through his miserliness. But once that low hurdle was cleared, his chesed muscle, so to speak, was exercised. It became stronger. It became strong enough that it was able to clear an even higher hurdle. We also have to learn to work on ourselves in small increments, because that's the way to effect real change. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should grant us the insight to appreciate how to do tshuva properly. Hopefully, b'siyata d'shmaya, the small changes that we accept upon ourselves this Rosh Hashanah will help us achieve a meaningful and lasting tshuva. Good Shabbos.